This story about Louisiana happened in the late 90s, before Katrina and before the towers, when my padre Dave Robichaux and I were splitting our time between New Orleans and New Iberia, down on the Gulf, in the heart of Dixie, where it's 72 degrees on Christmas Day. Southern Louisiana is heaven, as long as you keep one eye closed and don't dwell on the corruption that's a way of life here. Louisiana is a state of mind, more like the baths of Caracalla without the moral restraint. One of our politicians said we should put the Exxon flag on the Capitol building. I don't know one person who thought that unreasonable. Our politicians are modeled more on the leaders of Guatemala than on Thomas Jefferson. Dave Robichaux said, a love affair with Louisiana is like falling in love with the great whore of Babylon. I said, yeah, but what a party. Dave definitely did not like that remark, calling it crude and simplistic. Dave should have been a priest instead of a cop, and as a result, he has made a mess of his life, and people like me have had to protect him from himself. But I don't mind. I love Dave, and I don't care who knows it. We were both in Schittsville and joined the NOPD at the same time, and as rookies walked a beat together on Canal and in the French Quarter, bouncing our batons on the curb, the warm smell of Lake Pontchartrain in the wind, the clouds as pink as flamingos in a blue sky. By 10 o'clock p.m., we would end up at the Café du Monde, across from Jackson Square, drinking café au lait and eating a sack of beignets, never talking about Schittsville. We didn't have to. We had the same nightmares. When you come home from a war, you don't get a free pass. The same images hide in your head until you go to sleep. Here's a strip of film that gets loose behind your eyes. A column strung out on a night trail. The rain pattering on everybody's poncho and steel pot. The foliage dripping, green and dark and hot. Heat lightning racing through the clouds without sound. And somebody on point snaps a tripwire and detonates a 105 dud. The explosion is like a sliver of glass in your eardrum. Somebody is yelling his guts out on the ground, and somebody else is yelling for a corpsman. Then you hear the droning of helicopters, or the malarial buzzing of mosquitoes in your blood, or the Gatling guns rattling, or a door gunner strafing a rice paddy in a free-fire zone, all these things at once, all the sounds interchangeable. And when you awake, you go immediately to the icebox, your hand shaking on the first bottle you can pull out. But enough with Sir Charles and the NVA and memories of Schittsville. Dave's and my histories with NOPD turned out dramatically different. Dave never dishonored his badge, and I did. I took juice from the mob and accidentally popped a federal witness and had to blow the big sleazy and join up with the leftists in El Sal. I also worked for the Greaseballs in Las Vegas and Reno and up in Montana, where they tried to build a couple of Nevada-style casinos on Flathead Lake, which would have turned their state into a toilet. Regarding the latter, an airplane packed with wise guys crashed into the side of a mountain not far from the lake. Their remains had to be combed out of the trees with garden rakes. Then somebody spread a rumor there was sand in the fuel tanks. I thought it was a good opportunity to take a cruise up to Alaska and maybe later open a PI business back in the Big Sleazy. So that's what I did. But as I write these words, I want you to understand something. The subculture of law enforcement and parole and probation and bail bondsmen and shyster lawyers and private investigators is a sewer. One where the pervs outnumber the normals. Actually, I don't know if the normals exist. I live with a slapjack, a .38 special snub, and a badge holder on my kitchen counter. What that signifies is I blew my career as a real cop and became a lush and developed ulcers and a liver that probably looks like an eggplant. I also work for people who turn my stomach. I also had a difficult relationship with the cops I once called friends at NOPD. I couldn't blame them, but I have to say it hurt. This story starts at a car wash. Can you believe that?